maybe someone can tell us a little bit about the Public Health Center, what it is and what you do.
Sure. So my name is Kate Helfrich. I'm the Public Health Nurse 3 team leader at the Ketchikan Public Health Center, and we are part of the overall section of public health nursing in the state of Alaska, which is part of the Department of Health and Social Services for Alaska. So we are kind of a statewide unified entity, but our purpose in Ketchikan is to serve our community. We provide both direct clinic services, meaning we see individuals face-to-face and provide some care to them, and we also do a lot of community collaboration with our partners in Ketchikan. And the purpose of everything is just to make sure that we have a healthy community, that we are assessing, but also trying to figure out the needs of our residents and responding to those needs in the way that we can best do that. And that's through our nursing services, but also through that collaboration with partners throughout Ketchikan.
Can you explain some of the services that you provide?
So one of the main services that we provide is child health. So what that is we do a lot of immunizations for anyone that's due, and we also do child health exams. So that would be any kid that would need their yearly physical exam. We can certainly do those. And we also see those kids for like a WIC application. When they're applying for WIC, they come in and see us to have those well child visits.
And WIC stands for?
Women, infant,
and children.
Children.
Children care. Okay, yeah. Great.
In addition, so that part of that includes developmental screening. So parents who have concerns about the development of their child, or who don't have concerns but are hoping to figure out activities and ways to ensure that their children are kindergarten ready or ready for school, that is something that we kind of roll into our well child checks. So those kind of annual physicals Jen was just talking about. In addition, we do a lot of reproductive health services, and reproductive health meaning family planning and screenings for communicable diseases. So I like to throw that out there too. We also do that. And we like to also be involved in community education. We talked a little bit about collaboration with our agencies, but we do a lot of presentations throughout Ketchikan for various populations, various audiences as well, teaching about different subjects that aren't just the services we provide, but really whatever the community is interested in from a health perspective at that point. We are happy to come and provide education to big groups, small groups, or individuals within a workplace or within a community organization.
Are these free services? Is it a pay scale? How does that work?
Sure. So what we do at the Public Health Center for those direct clinic services, so those one-on-one, the child health immunizations, reproductive health screenings, for those services, we do go based on a fee-for-service format. What that means is we take into account everyone's income. So when you come into the health center, we have registration, as with any doctor's office or a medical office, and we have individuals provide their self-reported income, and from that, we'll determine the discount on the services. So we do have services that are greatly reduced already in our fee-for-service form. And so it is the value of the services that we provide, and we'll go over that with an individual client who's coming in to see us. Now, that being said, if there is a remaining balance following the discount based on income, but that individual is unable to pay at that time, that does not mean that they will not get the services. We do not turn anyone away for inability to pay.
Okay. And let's introduce people to all of you.
Oh, sure.
My understanding is you're all fairly new. So, Jo Beth Shimek, let's start with you and tell us a little bit about your nursing background and what brought you to public health.
So I've been a nurse for 7 years, doing a bunch of different things. I did a year of geriatrics at a nursing home. I've been down on the border of Texas and Mexico working at a birth center. And then after that, I came up to Alaska, and for the last 5 years, I've been in Anchorage, working at the Alaska Native Medical Center in mother-baby labor and delivery, and then in home visiting with, again, maternal child health, so moms and babies, pregnant ladies. So that's kind of my background.
And do you specify in a particular area, or do all the nurses kind of have to do it all?
Well, there is very standardized training as I'm coming on, and we all are trained to know and be able to do all the areas, though, of course, we all have the areas that we're passionate about. So obviously, mine is maternal child health and specifically lactation. I'm trained as a lactation counselor working toward becoming a consultant. So, yeah, different areas of passions.
And how long have you been at the Public Health Center here in Ketchikan?
This is my third week.
Okay. And how have things been going so far?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, we literally just moved to Ketchikan from Anchorage, so I'm very excited to be here, and I think I've been very warmly welcomed at the Public Health Center and, yeah, in the community in general. So,
okay, great. Yeah. And Jennifer Bergen, tell us about you.
So I've been a nurse for 7 years as well. I'm moving from Cincinnati, Ohio, where I worked at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. I've done all of my nursing in pediatrics, and I would say that's definitely my passion. I've been at the health center for almost 7 months. It has definitely been a new experience for me, but very enjoyable. Interesting services they provide there.
And Kate, tell us.
Yeah, so my name is Kate. I've been a nurse for 5 years now. And previous to coming to Ketchikan to work at their public health center here, I was a public health nurse up in Juneau, so within the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. So it's I'm enjoying seeing the differences between different sites, but it's also nice to kind of come back to something that is familiar at the same time. After working at the Juneau Public Health Center for a few years, I returned to graduate school and got a dual degree, master's in public health in infectious disease and a master's of science in nursing in public health nursing. So following that, I returned to the state of Alaska. Just can't seem to stay away for very long, as I know many people feel. And just really excited to be here. I've been in Ketchikan now for about a month and a half. So it's been a wonderful experience for me to be able to apply some of the new knowledge and skills that I have recently acquired in graduate school into this position. Although I've worked with the section of public health nursing before, I've never worked in this position specifically as a team lead. So it's been a new experience. It's keeping me on my toes, and I'm absolutely loving it.
Okay, and what does that mean to be a team leader? What do you do?
So, great question. I'm still working on that, too. But essentially, as a team leader, I help to manage and supervise public health nursing activities, both in the clinic and field-based activities as well. So for JoBeth and for Jen, I'm kind of their go-to person. I also work in the management section or management area of our clinic, doing a lot of our scheduling. And so that's been my big learning curve so far, and I'm having a great time and feeling already more efficient at it. So it's kind of my own personal accomplishment for the past couple months. Yeah.
You mentioned in the field, do you routinely have to go to people's homes or travel to different communities?
Certainly. So I'll answer that. Yes. And what I think about as far as public health nursing is we try to respond to the needs in the community, and we're very reactive in that way. We're very attentive to what those needs might be and how they should be delivered. So we do see periods of times where we are out in the field a little bit more, and we see periods of times when we're in the clinic more. It's always that kind of flexibility that we have as nurses that I hope is accessed by the community and recognized by the community, because we are willing to meet people where they're at. And when we talk about being in the field, that could be anything from what we call group services, so going out and providing immunizations or something to a group of people in a more public setting that's easily accessible. It also means things like education I was talking about before. So Jen and I recently were at the Revolution Resolution Expo, so that would kind of be a field-based activity where we can advertise, do some PR about our services, but we also do a lot of education to local community groups too. So that would also be considered in the field as far as how we define it. In addition, we do work with other communities as well, including Metlakatla. JoBeth and I are headed there in just a couple of weeks now to do to attend their health fair, but also to provide some education in their middle school.
I guess a question to each of you, is there, sounds like you've all worked in different places and done different things. Is public health extremely different than, say, working in a clinic or something else? If anyone has any ideas on that, something to share, if you think about why you chose public health, I suppose.
Yeah, it is very different than working in the hospital. While in public health, you do react to the needs of the community, meeting people where they're at, like Kate said, it's also a lot about prevention and promotion, which is what has drawn me to public health. I worked in the hospital, but when you can provide that education to help people make better decisions and support them where they're at, that promotion level upstream versus downstream, that's why I'm in public health. I also was drawn to public health because of the diversity of populations. So whereas before I was only working with, you know, pregnant new moms, get to work with people of all ages in public health. So I love that.
Okay. And Jennifer, do you have any thoughts?
Public health, I really like that you, like JoBeth said, that you have such a diverse population that you see. So I came from pediatrics. I'm so used to seeing the kids, and that's what I love. But I also find it really interesting when I have pregnant moms with home visits and new babies, and also seeing patients that have latent TB. All of those are very interesting to learn about. It's a learning curve for me.
And Kate, you were telling me a little earlier that you're adding a nurse practitioner, or you have added a nurse practitioner?
Yes, we have. So in the past, Ketchikan Public Health Center has had a nurse practitioner. For the past few months, though, we have not had that position staffed, as we have seen some retirements and turnover. And so we recently hired a nurse practitioner. She's coming to us from Arkansas, I believe, and she's just arrived. So we're working on getting all of her paperwork in and expecting her to start in the near future. So what this means for Ketchikan and what it means for Ketchikan residents is we'll see a return to some of the services that we have provided in the past but have not necessarily had the resources to provide on a regular schedule. We have had visiting nurse practitioners coming in for a week here and there, but once we get our new nurse practitioner, Sally Grace, up and running, and once she starts, we'll be able to provide those services again at the health center. And what those services are includes women's health, specifically reproductive health. So Sally Grace will be able to see individuals for reproductive health concerns, but also for family planning as well. And because she is a nurse practitioner, she has the ability to prescribe. So we'll have somebody who's able to do some of the services that are not within our scope of practice as registered nurses. As an advanced nurse practitioner, she can also insert things such as intrauterine devices for birth control and Nexplanon as well, which is a other type of birth control that requires a nurse practitioner to insert.
Did you have something to add? Or?
Oh, just if people didn't know what Nexplanon was, it's also an implanted birth control.
If people are seeking services, do they just drop by? Do they need to make appointments? How does that work?
So we do have appointments. They would have to call into the clinic. Usually fairly easy to get an appointment, usually the same day. So they would just have to call in.
But not always. So it's best. I do recommend. We do have a schedule right now that is very flexible, and we do tend to have appointments that people can get into the same day. But that's not always the case, and I recommend to everyone, especially as we are seeing our tourist season and our cruise ship season starting here soon, we expect to have an increase in our clients who are coming to see us. So I do encourage that people that if you're planning ahead, call us about a week in advance. I think that's kind of the best way to make sure that we can fit you in to an appointment that works with your schedule and is most convenient. But certainly if you're having concerns that day, please don't hesitate to give us a call that day as well. We'll try to get you in as soon as possible.
And you say that the cruise ship season is that cruise ship visitors or locals who pick up things?
Yeah, so good question. A little bit of both, I would imagine. Being new, I cannot tell you from past experience, but I do. What we tend to see is that we have more so an influx of individuals who are providing seasonal services. So individuals who are working in the cruise ship industry or working for some of our restaurants. So being away from their homes and looking for medical care without necessarily having to establish at a medical home because they're just here for the season. So we do see a little bit of an increase just in individuals hoping to get some of the services that we mentioned earlier. But that other part you brought up about potentially people having concerns because of influx, I can't speak to that. I don't necessarily feel like that is why we see more people. Just in general, we see that population increase, and thus we have more potential clients that we provide our services to.
Okay. Those are my main questions. Is there anything else that any of you wanted to add?
I will add that we're all very passionate about public health. We really believe in prevention, and making sure that Ketchikan is a healthy community. So I encourage anyone who wants to reach out to us, whether it's for an individual service, whether you'd like to receive a service at the health center, or if you're working individually or with an agency but have noticed a health need in the community that you want to share with us, please don't hesitate to do that. That is information that we hope to share and that we hope to make sure we're aware of now and for the future as we plan our activities.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.